It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. We tend to offer classical music to audiences like a history lesson, with names and dates that don't really get to the heart of what you hear. Musicians, though, they experience it differently. And in anticipation of Beethoven's 250th anniversary year in 2020, writer Anne Majet went to find a new view of the Emperor Concerto by him by talking to some of the artists who have played it recently, and she learned a lot. The first movement is super square, says James Ross, music director of the Alexandria Symphony. For me, he says, the first movement goes on longer than the material warrants. Lachezar Kostov, cellist of the Baltimore Symphony, says Beethoven was the biggest revolutionary when it came to orchestral cello writing. The composer gave a lot of thematic material to cellos and violas. Daniel Foster, violist of the National Symphony, says there's no Beethoven feast that he doesn't look forward to playing. But he adds, with Beethoven, there can be awkward jumps, or it's hard to find a fingering that really works. The horn parts in The Emperor, they get more bang for their buck with less nervous tension than nearly any other piece of Beethoven's, says Ross, who began his career as a horn player and was the first American in Leipzig's Gewandhaus Orchestra. Everything the horns play sounds good, he says. For orchestra players, a concerto, even one as long and demanding as The Emperor by Beethoven, can be more relaxed. It's not as intense an experience as doing one of the symphonies, says violist Foster. The focus is on the soloist, who has to deliver 40 minutes of playing at the upper and lower extremes of the instrument with all ears on him. Last August, Apple Music was updated with a new section in Browse, curated by the record label Deutsche Grammophon, one of the biggest classical music labels in the world. And many quickly pointed out the issues that remain for classical listeners on a daily basis in Apple Music. One problem is classical music is treated as a single genre. Critics say they're treating 300 years of music as one genre, and that is not accurate. Many say more categories would do wonders for expanding the ease of use of classical on Apple Music by offering more complex categories like soloist and conductor instead of following the rules of rock and pop music where songs only have one artist. A well-organized and fully featured suite of classical video content could be an important selling point for a streaming service intent on gaining more classical fans. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening every week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check out the KBach Top 100 with Linda Cassidy and the Most Wanted Hour every weekday, noon to 1. Member-supported 89.5 KBach Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.